point of law.
Can your 10-year-old son be legally responsible for injuring another 10-year-old? That was the grown-up question in the case of the suffering scholars. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Junior Delaporte was almost 10 years old, an active, boisterous, fun-loving youngster who got along well with the other kids at school, got reasonably decent grades. Junior didn't mind school too much, but he really preferred fishing with his buddies at a favorite creek or riding his bicycle, bought from a trust fund his grandfather had set up for him. One day, Junior was dozing off over his geography book when the teacher announced recess. He dropped the book, rushed outside with the other youngsters. It was a glorious day, and other children were already outside playing. One boy yelled at Junior, "Hey, Slowpoke, I bet you can't catch me even if you had a motorcycle." Junior lunged after the other boy, who raced around a corner of the school building. Just out of his sight were two other youngsters shooting marbles. Well, Junior ran right into them at full speed. He and the others tumbled into the dust, but one of them, Kirby Yates, didn't get up again. His skull had been fractured. Kirby was a long time recovering, remained subject to blackouts. Kirby's parents filed suit against Junior for injuries caused by negligence. They knew if they won, they could get the damage money out of Junior's trust fund. Their attorney told the court, "Neither adults nor children may injure others, even accidentally." Now here Junior was racing around a corner at top speed, gave no thought to other children who might be playing there, failed to look where he was going. There was a complete disregard for the safety of others. It is negligence, and therefore Junior should pay for Kirby's injuries. Junior's attorney said, "This was pure accident, not negligence. The purpose of the school's play yard is obviously for play, and that's what Junior was doing. He should not be held liable." Should Junior pay for his collision with Kirby? We'll find out what the court decided right after this. Can your 10-year-old son be held legally responsible for injuries to another 10-year-old? Under these circumstances, no, said a Wisconsin appeals court. It's true that a minor is responsible for his negligence, just an adult is, and he is only required to be as careful as all other children of the same age might be. The court must take into account the experience, capacity, and understanding of the child. Now here Junior was doing no more than what most healthy boys his age do. His acts might be negligence if done by an adult, but they are not when done by a child of his age. The case against Junior will be dismissed. In this particular Wisconsin appeal court case, it's a point of law on WCCO.